It's Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and by All Pro Foundation Repair.
You guys ever entered a contest?
Yes.
What was the contest that you entered?
Oh, there have been a lot of them, I guess.
Golf contest?
No, that's more of an event, a sporting event.
Mm.
Talking about like a contest, like a, say, an eating contest.
George and I had a pizza eating contest in college.
Okay, yeah, unofficial, but yeah, it was very spirited.
It was unofficial in that it was just between the two of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Skip was the official.
Yeah. Sometimes Grizzy was there.
Those are made-up names. There's nobody goes by those names. All right, this is the story of Edward Archibald of West Palm Beach, Florida. He entered a contest, a roach-eating contest, at Ben Siegel's Reptile Store in Deerfield Beach.
I hope the prize money was big. Otherwise, why enter a cockroach eating contest?
The grand prize was a python.
Really?
Win a python.
Yeah. No word on whether it was Eric Idle or John Cleese or...
Jeez. Probably Terry Gilliam.
Why'd he say that?
He's an American one, so he's a lesser one.
He's lesser just because he's American?
That's right.
Huh. So he enters this to win this python, which he was going to sell to a friend. So he was going to make some money off the deal. Well, he shows up to the contest. They say that it looked like he hadn't eaten breakfast, lunch, or dinner. He definitely wanted to win this, so he wanted to eat as many as he could. So he made sure he had an empty stomach. So he starts the. They start the contest, he along with some other people who had showed up to win this snake. And he starts eating... I guess there were also worms and stuff you could eat, too. And he starts eating all this stuff, and then he gets around to eating these cockroaches. And witnesses say he looked like he knew what he was doing. He was grabbing the roaches a handful at a time and shoving them in his mouth. And he got to the point where he wasn't even chewing.
So he wasn't killing
them. He was
them.
More or less just swallowing them.
Oh, no.
So I guess he wins. Now, all the contestants have to sign... thorough waivers.
And they are live roaches.
Yes. Well, after the contest, he starts feeling a little bit sick, and he collapsed. He started regurgitating. Now he's throwing up live cockroaches.
Don't do that.
He's crawling out of his mouth and back into his nose and out his eyeball. And
did they estimate how many
in a real
ate?
Tight shot, you know? And
nine different angles.
No, they did not. It does not say in the story how many he ate. So he starts throwing up.
Okay, stop it.
Seriously,
stop it.
Were they crawling out of his eye sockets?
Yes,
his
out
ears?
Of his eye sockets, back into his ears, back out through his mouth, and it looked like a scene from Indiana Jones. And he collapsed in front of the store. They call 911. The EMTs get out there, load him up, take him to the hospital. Boom! Dead at the age of 32.
Wow.
Dead? Yeah.
Would that win E-Break?
For that pet store? Yeah.
So, did he die because the cockroaches ate his insides? Or did he die because there was some kind of poison in the cockroaches?
Well, none of the other contestants got sick. So what do you make of that?
But they didn't eat it by the handful, though, like that guy did.
And the, Yeah, he was eating them like the Cookie Monster.
God, that's gross.
But the
terrible way to go.
Bothered me as a kid because clearly no cookies were being digested by the Cookie Monster. They were all just falling out.
Yeah.
I hated that.
I'm with you. That bugged me too as a kid.
But he was so funny, though. His googly eyes.
Googly eyes and the...
That voice and...
Me one cookie.
That's a pretty good little Cookie Monster.
840.
Anyway, this man has certainly died.
So, you know, are you going to tell us he was on drugs or something, and that's what led to his death?
They're going
to
do an autopsy and find out what the story was.
Is this bad?
In one of the stories that I saw online, they had a picture of this guy, and he had kind of long, stringy hair, and it said... it was like a photo courtesy of the Broward County Sheriff's Department or something like that. So,
yeah, so much nonsense going on in that state.
When your publicity shot is from a mugshot, that's bad, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me thoughts go out to his family.
Oh, that was a nice tribute from Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster, did you know Cockroach Monster or?
No. Me no.
This is Michael Irvin there for a moment.
Who that? No. Who that?
That's the former cowboy.
Oh.
Model airplane Mickey.
He wear an 88.
Okay, I'm done talking to Cookie Monster. I'm not going to have a sports discussion with Cookie Monster.
Bye-bye.
Let's see here. Yeah, the bugs consumed were from an inventory of insects that are safely and domestically raised.
By the way, you have cookie.
In a controlled environment. I have no cookies. Leave.
Okay, bye-bye.
It wouldn't matter. You wouldn't eat them anyway. They'd just fall out of your mouth.
That's not true. I love cookie.
We clearly saw them all just fall out onto the floor.
I think this is Dikembe Mutombo.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.
No, what are you walking out?
I guess so. He's gone. Way to go.
Did Mark Cuban buy the website Nets.com?
Oh, that would be funny. I can't imagine that's still out there.
Okay, so if you go to Nets.com right now.
Let's see. Does it redirect to DallasMavs.com?
No, it doesn't. But you'll see a picture of Mark Cuban sticking out his tongue and the message, looking for the New Jersey Nets, looking for the Brooklyn Nets. They're not here, but they should be. After all, there's just one team, the Nets. Whatever that means, I don't know. But then there's a message up under it in Russian. And it says...
Untag lieben...
No.
Glauben gloten.
Says, Michael, have you noticed? Villiana wondered. And that message is directed towards Mikhail Prokhorov, who's the Nets
crazy owner, yeah.
And it references a Russian prostitute. And, of course, in 2007, Mikhail was arrested for arranging prostitutes for some of his guests, and he was later cleared of the charges. So is this Mark Cuban gigging the Nets, or is this someone else?
I don't think Cuban would do that.
Bad.
I don't think he would put a picture of himself sticking out his tongue on there. And I don't think
he would his mugshot?
Put that message on there.
No, that's not his mugshot. I don't think. Has Cuban ever been arrested?
I don't think so.
I can't believe Nets.com is not owned by the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, that's what's interesting about it is if there's someone who would have enough money to buy that for a little fun gag, it would be Mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be an expensive web property.
Interesting.
A student at Charlotte, North Carolina's Independence High School spiked a teacher's coffee with a butt enhancement drug. Ellen Vick is a technical education teacher at the school. She reported the incident on Monday, and investigators discovered a package of Glute Boost nearby. Did you know there were butt enhancement drugs?
Mm-mm.
Check this out.
So according to Glute Boost, this is on their webpage.
Do you inject this? Or do you...
No, it's capsules.
Okay.
From their webpage, it says, are you wondering how to get a bigger butt? Or how to get bigger buttocks? Well, wait. Doesn't that seem redundant to me?
How would we even know that?
Naturally, Glute Boost is your answer. Glute Boost is an all-natural butt enhancement pill. Okay, that is not a medical-sounding description. Glute Boost is an all-natural butt enhancement pill designed to give you the hourglass figure you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Without paying for expensive buttock enhancement surgery or enduring the pain of pricey butt injections. Finally, you can achieve your goals. Ooh, that just sounds more general. Finally, you can achieve your goals and get a bigger booty 100% risk-free by trying Glute Boost all-natural butt enlargement pills.
Does it say how it works or how it's supposed to work?
It just says it's formulated
right
to naturally enhance your buttocks.
And so on and so on and so on.
So that's all you have to say.
Stupid.
It's formulated to naturally enhance them. Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? Go down the list.
Your users don't notice the results for 2 to 4 months on average, though.
Hmm.
So the kid
that's enough time to forget that you've been taking it.
The kid has been suspended.
What about eggs?
How many people will be affected by the tainted steroid that's been linked to that fungal meningitis? As many as 13,000 people have been exposed to that. It's already killed, what, 9 people? This says 8 in this article, but I read 9 yesterday. Sickened 97 people in 23 states.
Including Texas, right?
Yeah.
Well,
the company that made the drug is shut down and surrendered its license and going through all kind of product recalls. Joran Vandersloot, Craig Miller's hero.
No, no, no. Your hero.
No. He is going to be a daddy.
What?
He got some woman pregnant while he was in jail. Joran Vandersloot.
See? Whose voice is that?
George DiGiani's. He's serving a 28-year sentence for murdering a Peruvian woman, but he says that he's going to be a father, and the woman's name is Lidi Figueroa Yucinda, and she's registered as a conjugal visitor of Joran's.
Wow.
Joran Vandersloot.
Look, that's your voice
okay,
again.
Now that one is really creepy.
Joran Vandersloot.
See? He's your hero.
Jeez.
Lee Harvey breast milk.
That is too weird. That creeps me out.
Well, you like that. You love creeping yourself out. You do it daily.
So,
cousin sex.
Clearly, this baby will not be raised in a loving environment if it stays down there. So, if they need someone to adopt this child.
Boy, you are front and center, aren't you?
What? I'm not finished with my sentence. Then they ought to go to a reputable adoption agency. That's what I was going to say.
Will that mother tell that baby who its father is?
But
the baby's going to ask.
The adoptive father will certainly tell that baby that. As that baby comes to live here in the United States.
All right, quit being weird.
And as that baby also learns about Lee Harvey Oswald.
And learns how to succeed in radio without really trying. You remember the story of that woman who came forward in April, had this big news conference. Her name was Merlanda Wilson, up there in Baltimore area, I think. And she came forward saying that she bought the winning lottery ticket to the Mega Millions, which was at $656 million, but she had lost the ticket. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to have a press conference just to tell everyone that. And it was real fishy, you know. She said that she thinks she has it, and she had to check another pair of pants. At the press conference.
After the press conference, she's
going
to check that other pair of pants.
She's
going
to check the other pair of pants then. It was all very weird, and I didn't know what to make of the story at the time. I thought it was odd, but now 14 McDonald's employees, her fellow employees at McDonald's, are suing her for stealing more than $100 million in lottery winnings from a ticket that they say they had her purchase. They went into a pool, right, and she purchased the ticket for the pool. And that she later lost. So they're claiming, they're suing her for the award that she didn't claim because she said she lost the ticket.
So are they verifying that she did in fact have this ticket, or is this their way of sticking it to her because they don't believe that she ever had the ticket?
Okay. I'm certainly glad you asked me this because here is the confusing story. Okay. They claim they all went into a pool together. She bought the ticket. That she lost the ticket. They believe that she did have the winning ticket. She claims she lost it, but a few days after her press conference, when she said that she lost the ticket, there were, I think, three public school workers that came forward, two teachers and an administrator that came forward with a winning ticket, and they claimed their prize. They chose to remain anonymous, and each of them got like $30 to $40 million after taxes. So this lawsuit claims that she got in cahoots with those three people and gave them the winning ticket in exchange for them getting a cut of those winnings, and she gets the lion's share of it.
Wow.
Interesting little idea she had.
Yeah.
And those three remained anonymous.
Huh. Interesting.
Her boyfriend is one of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit, and he says that she confessed the elaborate scheme to him. So it'll be interesting to find out what's
the precedent on all that. On, I mean, there's no...
Obama's everybody's precedent right now.
No, they didn't sign, like, legal documents about, okay, we're going to share this, so you're just going by...
That is a good question. It's just kind of a handshake. I don't even know if they shook hands on it.
Always get it in writing. You know, Jerry Sandusky's going to be sentenced today, and he is showing no remorse. He says all this was a big conspiracy against him.
How about that?
All started
from...
Did you
read that creepy statement?
The dramatic victim number one who made up all this stuff, and everybody just went along with the victim.
I could maybe understand if it was just one person that accused him of this, but all those kids... How could that just be something trumped up by the media?
What was the one really awful line I thought he had in the statement last night? He said that these people were out for monetary gain and... What was the word he used?
The whole thing was creepy.
Horny?
No.
Well, let me find it here. I'm not going to be able to find it fast enough.
It was one word that was real...
Yeah.
An odd term.
He said that, I think this was the word, he said that these supposed victims were just out for prestige.
Well, worldwide?
Maybe. why would it be prestigious to come forward and say that you were sexually abused as a 10-year-old? Sandusky's so warped it's not even funny.
I want to tease ahead today at 9:15 because we must talk about what that skydiver Felix Baumgartner is doing this morning.
Yes.
He's trying that ridiculous thing where he goes way up almost to outer space.
Space jump.
He's going up in a hot air balloon, and then he's wearing like a space suit, and he's going to jump out of the basket of the balloon and break the sound barrier just by himself. And there's all kinds of stuff that could happen to his body while he's trying this. He's supposed to do it this morning.
So we're going to hear a sonic boom?
Yeah.
What you're going to hear is his pants off.
Yeah, you're going to hear his body exploding. We're going to talk about this at 9:15.
All right.
And let's go to birthdays, shall we?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Singer Jackson Brown is 64.
I like him.
Greatness. Wasn't he with Linda Ronstadt back when she was hot?
Maybe.
Robert Wall of Arliss is 61. Sharon Osbourne, 60. Tony Shalhoub is 59.
Monk.
He's tickets own because I had breakfast with him once.
Okay.
What'd y'all have?
I don't remember what he ate. It was Tony Shalhoub, me, and Robert Wolanski. Very odd. Scott Bakula is 58. John O'Hurley, tickets own. He's 58.
Mm-hmm.
He was just in studio. He's Peterman, right?
Yep.
Steve Burns from Blue's Clues is 39. Blue's Clues, Steve. Sean Lennon is 37.
Mm-hmm.
Scott McCreary is 19. Wasn't he the guy
Scotty
with
McCreary,
T-Rex arm?
He's the biggest beating on American Idol.
Derek Holland, 26. Mike Singletary is 54.
Greatness.
There's some greatness.
Annika Sorenstam, 42.
Greatness.
Yeah, you're up to date.
All right, that's Muse 734 on the ticket. Coming up next, the controversial rant by Eric Winston.
Jordan Vandersloot.